Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and I am delighted to have John Coomey back in the studio with us today. Welcome, John.
Thanks, Allison.
So, John, for those who don't know, you are a consulting professor at Stanford University and have published quite a bit on energy efficiency as it relates to computing. Do you want to give us just a short update on what you've been busying yourself with lately?
So, on the energy use of computing side of things, I do a lot of work on data centers, trying to understand how much electricity data centers use in the aggregate. And I also look at the efficiency of different kinds of information technology equipment.
When you were last on the program last September, we talked about a publication that you had come out with that was covered in the New York Times. And John, I can't remember the long name that you had for this measurement, but others have called it Coomey's Law. And it measures the energy efficiency of computing over time. Do you want to remind the audience a little bit about what that is?
So what we did was we looked at the long-term trends in the energy efficiency of computing. And we looked at the number of computations you could do per kilowatt hour for many different kinds of computers from 1946 to 2009. Over the course of that 60-plus year period, the number of computations you could do per kilowatt hour doubled roughly every year and a half.
You know, I was impressed when you got covered in the New York Times, but you've kind of blown up since September, I've got to admit. Popular Mechanics, top 10 tech trends to cover in 2012. Number 5, Coomey's Law. Coomey's Law is a proven computing law for the modern age where wattage trumps all. Why do you think they picked that as one of the top 10 issues for 2012 to be aware of?
Anyone who's been looking at information technology in the last 20 years has seen the increasing prevalence of mobile computing. Laptops, for example, becoming more important on a sales basis than desktops worldwide, according to IDC, and then the increasing prevalence of cell phones. So everyone's seen the effect of these trends in improving efficiency, but the most important implications actually, to me, relate to other kinds of computing applications. So mobile sensors, controls, anything that allows you to collect data at a very disaggregated level using sensors that are not hooked up to the electricity grid. So it could be battery powered, and it could, in the most interesting case, be powered by stray energy that's scavenged from radio and television signals. So for ultra low power computing, you don't even need a battery.
How do you capture a radio wave signal and utilize it to fuel a sensor?
Well, it's just like any other form of electromagnetic radiation. You can capture it in different ways, depending on the type of radiation it is. The person who's pioneered this work is Josh Smith, and he's partly at Intel, partly at the University of Washington. And they've been doing this work focused on sensors that don't need batteries. And the more efficient you can make the computing, the more applications like this you could imagine existing. So not being tied at all to a power source turns out to be a very powerful thing, as long as you can communicate the information you're collecting across a network.
You have published a book called Cold Cash, Cool Climate. And in this book, you talk about how to profit from tackling climate change. And I think that you tie back to some of the things that are happening in computing to address some of our climate challenges with computing solutions. Can you tell us a little bit about what drove you to write this book?
I've been interested for a long time in ways to tackle the climate problem. And there are many things we need to do as a people and a government to promote these solutions. But ultimately, if we want these solutions to permeate the society, it's entrepreneurs and businesses who are going to have to take up this mantle and create products and services that are so much better than what they replace that people will just want them. And by the way, they happen to also reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
So you don't want to have to rely on the collective global altruistic nature to save the planet. You want industry to drive solutions that just make sense for consumers to make the right choice.
Well, I think we need both. I mean, we certainly need a binding international agreement. We need a price on carbon to give a signal to the people in the marketplace that this is important. But you also need entrepreneurial innovation that will allow technologies and institutional behaviors to spread throughout the society.
You know, if you were going to be selecting an industry or a place to focus, Would there be one or a few that you'd like to mention?
So I like to break these into several categories. So one would be data collection, so sensors, basically. Another would be controls, and then another would be analysis. And the third category requires a little more explanation because suddenly in this world where you're collecting data on a massive scale, we're going to have to get a whole lot more clever about deriving meaning from those data. We think we're inundated by data now. Just wait until we have millions or billions of these wireless sensors doing all sorts of things, collecting data that we never could before. We're going to have to figure out how to make sense of all that. So those are the three big categories, I think, from the IT perspective. And one of the interesting things that I hope to do this year is to start to compile examples, real-world examples of companies and technologies that fall into those categories to show what's possible and what's coming.
Well, John, thank you very much for being on the program. Congratulations on the book. That's a huge accomplishment. Where can our audience find out more, and where can they order the book?
So you can just go to Amazon, Cold Cash, Cool Climate. You can also look on the website of Analytics Press, analyticspress.com. Alternatively, they can look me up at my website, kumey.com, K-O-O-M-E-Y.com.
Well, thanks so much for being here today. We'll have you back on shortly.
Thanks, Allison. That was fun.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.